I know it's uncomfortable, but this is a fact. The darker the environment, the greater are the possibilities to see powerful things happen. The darker the environment, the brighter the light, and in a very dark room, even the smallest light can seem like a beacon. I'm saying, don't fear the dark. Darkness has no weight, whereas light is measured in tons per square inch at the surface of the sun. There is no such thing as a dark meter, only a light meter. Darkness is only measured in the sense of the absence of light. Darkness has no weight or any more momentum than what we allow. It doesn't have frequency, time, or magnitude. Only light has those things. Our fear of the dark is almost always about what might be there, rarely about what is real. God's idea of healing does not include the saying used in the medical field, calling most procedures the standard of care, which seems to mean this is what we always do, regardless of how ineffective the procedure might be in the long run or whether it relates to anything having to do with you. Every person we meet and pray healing for is unique, and only the Lord has the inside scoop on what's needed to make them well. The Lord never shrugs his shoulders at us and says, sorry it didn't work, but this is what we always do. It's just the standard of care. And while we're here, what do we mean when we say someone is made well or is healed? There is a large gulf of difference between just not being sick anymore and being made whole. It would appear many are satisfied with simply not being sick anymore. But I can assure you, God intends for us to live in so much more than just not being sick. I'd like to add, though, when you're dreadfully ill, simply not being sick anymore is very attractive. Supernatural healing has nothing to do with your ability to be obedient enough to deserve it. That would facilitate the very poor teaching that says, do good, get good, do bad, get bad. Again, that is called retributive theology and is not love. Do you believe your healing and well-being are directly dependent on your ability to be obedient? So, that's an uncomfortable question, so I'm going to ask that again. Listen, do you believe your healing and well-being are directly dependent on your ability to be obedient? For some odd reason, I was under the impression that salvation and healing was the gift of God, like Ephesians 2:8, where it says, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. The Lord heals who he heals, not just because someone is worthy. If only good people are healed and go to heaven, then no one would be healed or go to heaven. Why? Well, because there aren't any good people. Romans 3:22-23. For there is no distinction. All have sinned, and all fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. I met a believer who said he was ill and going in for surgery. I asked him what he thought of prayer and healing. He looked at me, got a wild look in his eyes, backed up a couple steps looking like a deer in the headlights, then said, oh, I don't know about that. I'd have to get a long running start on my faith to make it up that hill. He didn't see himself as worthy of God healing him, and in his mind, it was not possible to see the goodness of God through his grid of shame that he constantly held up in front of his own eyes. And how about when people say to you, if you only had more faith, you would have been healed? Man, that just makes my right hand just want to start knocking people around. Jesus healed people of all levels of faith, some with none, some with lots, and neither did he stop to ask them their denominational affiliations, nor did he check to see if their doctrine lined up with his. He didn't require they answer a lengthy questionnaire or fill out an application. His requirement was that they show up in one form or another. The supernatural Holy Spirit gift of healing is to be enacted upon whomsoever the Lord points out to us. Practicing our gift of healing is, as the Lord directs, not in our deciding who is worthy or qualified. It truly is difficult to hear God when we have a personal opinion of right and wrong. I'll say that again. It's truly difficult to hear God when we have an opinion